Welcome to the VK7 Regional News for the 22nd of April 2018. This broadcast is brought to you by VK7 Whisky India and read today by Justin, VK7 Tango Whisky. This broadcast utilises repeaters around VK7 and the following HF rebroadcast stations. On 3.670 MHz by Mike, VK7FB. And yes, you heard correctly, 80 metres has moved to 3.67 MHz. On 7.140 MHz by Peter, VK7TPE. On 14.130 MHz by Gary, VK7JGD. And on 28.525 MHz by Tony, VK7VKT. This broadcast is repeated on Tuesday nights at 8 p.m. on repeaters VK7RTC in the south and VK7RAA in the north. And VK7 Regional News, VK7 80 metre weekly broadcast on the move. The 80 metre rebroadcast frequency is moving. In fact, it has moved. This is due to the change in the band plan and keeping it clear of the digital segment and other broadcasts. The frequency is moving from 3.57 to 3.67 plus or minus QRM to put it in the SSB segment. Event news, the Worldwide Flora and Fauna or Parks program. If you've always fancied operating portable, then here is an ideal opportunity. We have organised a VK7 day on the 12th of May for the Worldwide Flora and Fauna or Parks program. The WWFF program purpose is to draw attention to the importance of protecting nature, flora, fauna, and to encourage the development of radio skills, especially in portable operation. So why not get involved on May the 12th and escape that noise floor at home and enjoy the great outdoors? You could also combine an activation with a picnic with the family, a four-wheel drive adventure, or just a relaxing afternoon in a park. There is no shortage of parks to activate wherever you are situated, with 99 currently listed throughout the state. To get involved and find out more, please visit John, VK7JON's, website that can be found on the email edition of this broadcast. And that's 73 is from John, VK7JON. And VK7 QSL News, the latest QSL news. An updated list of QSL cards held by the WIA VK7 Inwards QSL Bureau as at the 5th of April is in the email edition of the broadcast. An interesting statistic from the published list of current QSL cards held is that of the approximately 290 call signs listed, only 22 are WIA members. Overall, VK7 has approximately 150 financial members of the WIA. While some amateurs have already done so, non-WIA members need to contact me, that's Herman, to arrange delivery of their cards and or advise Herman if they want them. Herman does deliver on an opportunity basis to the Launceston area and Devonport areas as and when he travels there. If you want them emailed to you, then as a non-WIA member, it is on a cost recovery basis. WIA members are entitled to receive one mail per year as per their membership. Herman generally aims to send out these in the latter half of the year. Just think of how the WIA is looking after our interests, especially at a government and international level. Please consider joining. That's 73s from Herman, VK7 Hotel Whiskey. And the news from the Northwest, the Northwest Tasmanian Radio and TV Group, training and assessment. It is proposed to run a foundation training on Saturday and various assessment sessions on Sunday on the weekend of the 28th and 29th of April. Venue will be the Ulverston Scout Hall, located at the corner of Water Street and Alexander Road, Ulverston, with an expected number of scouts around 8, consisting mostly of venturer scouts. In addition to the scouts, there will be approximately 5 youth and seniors in attendance at the sessions. Because of the large number of students intending to participate, it has been necessary to seek additional personnel to assist with the training and assessment. Those assisting will be David, VK7DC, Keith, VK7KW, Tony, VK7AX, Peter, VK7PD, Idris, VK7ZIR, and Eric, VK7EK. If there are any others interested in these sessions and have not yet notified the organisers and would like to participate, then please contact VK7DC David or Tony VK7AX ASAP, as time is fast approaching being next weekend. And that's from Tony VK7AX, the news officer in WTRN-TVG. And Northern News, the Northern Tasmanian Amateur Radio Club Incorporated. And greetings this week from the nation's capital as we continue our extended perambulation on the mainland. After the brief taste of wintry climes last weekend, it seems the prolonged Indian summer is yet set to continue for a wee while here in southeastern Australia. We now hand to President Idris VK7ZIR, who brings us up to date with NTARC happenings over the past week. And the Wednesday technical night. Another busy night this week with Hearth Vader providing warmth for the room, Kevin VK7KJL, Simon VK7FSRM and Ebenezer VK7AT disappeared into the hall to set up and troubleshoot a recalcitrant computer. Colin VK7ZCF and Peter VK7ZPE worked on a collection of small handhelds which had various faults. One of our F-Call aspirants, James, came in with a classic ICOM to a handheld from eBay with battery and charger problems. A visit to the workshop with Andre VK7ZAB solved the battery problem. It was a broken wire. The charger, which wasn't charging, resisted inspection, being held together with security torque screws. So that was put aside for another time. The fault was subsequently found to be a blown fuse on the circuit board. After another fuse, the battery charger now awaits reunification with James's radio. Meanwhile, Bernie VK7BR connected up his BitX40 project transceiver to the club vertical antenna to be rewarded with good reception. Unfortunately, he was unable to talk back. Apparently, the microphone system needs some work. Peter VK7KPC was slaving over a hot laptop, fighting the Windows software to recognise an external audio interface. Not sure who won. At next Wednesday is Anzac Day and there will be no technical night and we will resume the following week. And that comes from Idris. Thanks Idris for the update and very pleasing to hear that the Wednesday technical sessions are still proving popular. You are listening to VK7 Whiskey India and this is the VK7 Regional News Broadcast. Coming events, technical sessions, as advised in the earlier segment, there will be no technical night this coming Wednesday as it is Anzac Day. We resume our weekly Wednesday evening technical sessions on the following Wednesday, the 2nd of May, from 7:30 p.m. to 10:30 p.m. at the Club Rooms, Archer Street, Rochelle. And a reminder that the club has taken delivery of very extensive donation of through-hole componentry, including resistors and capacitors of all types and sizes. If you're looking for some components for that up-and-coming or in-progress project, why not drop along to the coffee mornings and make your requirements known? I am assured that your needs can make no appreciable impact on the stock available. May General Meeting, Saturday the 12th of May. It is barbecue time again, with the food being served at 12 noon, then moving into the General Meeting at 2 p.m. I haven't heard whether any particular theme or presentation will follow the meeting, but I guess there is always scope for show-and-tell items, which are always popular. The Labrina Equine Endurance Ride. The NTARC Safety Communications team is now gearing up for our next field event, the one-day equine endurance ride at Labrina in the state's northeast on Saturday the 26th of May. The ride base will be the Labrina Hall, right on the highway, and will involve both 80 km and 40 km rides. As a one-day event, relatively close to Launceston, it affords a good opportunity for any members or other interested parties to come along to see what happens on these exercises. More details as it comes to hand, but if you think you could be interested, please get in touch with our Safety Communications Coordinator Norm, VK7KTN. And coffee mornings, a reminder that our twice weekly coffee sessions are normally held every Monday and Fridays, commencing at 10 a.m. and running through until noon or longer if members wish to linger longer. Please remember that aside from the good company freely offered philosophical views, maybe less than expert political analysis, tall tales and genuinely good fare on offer, these coffee events are normally a good opportunity to collect your QSL cards. We do have some cards awaiting collection, so why not pop in on Monday and Friday and see if there are any awaiting for you. Please demonstrate your appreciation of all the effort that goes into operating the club and its facilities and other services we provide by joining us at these sessions, enjoying the company cake and coffee, and enjoying a gold coin or two, or even a small banknote in the jar to assist our ongoing operations. And finally, as always, I look forward to seeing you at Rochelais, but still not for some weeks, as the OM and I are continuing our extended break off the island on the big rock to the north. I'm still preparing and lodging the Entark copy for the broadcast whilst away, internet connections permitting. So, a reminder to all members that if you have any items of news that you would like added to the weekly roundup, then please email me, as the secretary's laptop is on holidays with us. For the present, I can be reached at the following address, ypmaxwell, all one word, at bigpond.com, and that's 73 from Yvonne, VK7FYMX, the secretary of Entark. And Southern News. Whisper tests on 40 metres. On Friday the 13th of April, VK7's GN, WH, WLH, TW and MO conducted a 3-hour whisper test to compare received performance at different locations, including VK7 GN's and WH's remote locations. The advantages of Whisper is that it can automatically download decodes in dB signal-to-noise ratio reports from several hundred stations over 3 hours to average the results from stations in different directions and distances. Thus, it should tend to average out antenna pattern effects and give a measure of the relative noise level. Using VK7GN's remote station as the reference, the results were as follows. VK7 Whiskey Hotel's remote at plus 2 dB. VK7MO's home minus 9.2 dB. VK7GN's home minus 9.8 dB. VK7TW's home minus 10.5 dB. And VK7WLH's home at minus 17.2 dB. The results show little difference between the two remote sites, but these are around 10 to 17 dB better than sites in suburbia, confirming what we all know, that HF is becoming impossible in suburbia. We are planning further tests, and if you would like to join in, then please email Rex at rmoncur, all one word, at bigpond.net.au, and that's 73 from Rex, VK7MO. And Radio and Electronics Association of Southern Tasmania Incorporated, amateurs helping amateurs. If you have some spare time after this broadcast and would like to lend a helping hand to another amateur, namely Jack VK7IL, then please give me a call, and that's Justin VK7TW. There is a group assembling at 11 a.m. on Sunday at Jack's QTH to help him lower his tower. The recent winds have bent the tower, and this needs to be rectified before it goes back up. If you're interested, then please give me a call on 0439 016 622 for further details. And that's 73 from yours truly, Justin, VK7 Tango Whiskey. And to keep us legal, you are listening to VK7 Whiskey India, and this is the VK7 Regional News Broadcast. And Reist Foundation Training. Yesterday, Reist held Foundation Training, and so if you missed out, the next one will be on the third Saturday of June and is held every second month. So that's February, April, June, August, October and December. Check out the Reist website or Facebook page for these events. The next one is on the 16th of June, and so contact Reg on email at assessor@reist.asn.au or phone him on mobile 0417 391607 if you wish to participate. And that's 73 from Reg, VK7KK. And our May presentation. The Reist May presentation will focus on Arduino components, and this is a growing area. Sean, VK7FAZE, will be the presenter, and I'm sure this will be a fascinating presentation. Pencil this one in for the 2nd of May from 7:30 p.m. in the Queen's Domain Clubrooms. And boot sale. As advised last week in the VK7 news, Reist is looking to hold a boot sale and free sausage sizzle in the very near future. Why not make a start on collecting all those unwanted doodads and box them up ready to go? The Reist Talkie Walkie Group. Need a little bit of exercise? Well, have we got a deal for you? We are looking at the idea of adding a bit of exercise as well as hearty banter on the way by conducting a gentle walk every Saturday morning around 10:45. The walk will last no longer than 45 minutes in total. We'll always be at a location where the incline is gentle. For many, the total time from home to back will be around an hour only. More details to come, and that's 73 from Tony, the VK7VKT, the president of REST. An experimenter's night, and another good roll-up last Wednesday night. Ron was soldering away at his SDR kit, and we worked out the trifilia-wound toroidal transformer that has a diameter of just 4 to 5 millimetres, and Ron soldered this to the pads on the PCB and left the two leads that needed to be soldered to the flat pack IC for next week. For this week, thanks, Ron. Martin VK7MA brought along his completed Hermes Light version 2 prototype. This is a PCB of about 100 millimetres square with a large FPGA flat pack IC in the middle of it and many, many surface mount components. Martin described that he had received the blank PCB and had sourced the components and populated the PCB from scratch. Wow! Martin then downloaded the FPGA code via a Raspberry Pi and the board self-test checked out. The Hermes Lite is the next generation transceiver of the HP SDR series and uses a low-cost A2D D2A and FPGA. It is HF only and has a 5-watt power amplifier built in. Thanks, Martin, and great stuff. Justin VK7TW and Mike VK7MJ cleared out more of the DATV studio, making more room to start laying out the lights, presenters' desk, chairs and other cameras. The DATV equipment is finding its way back into the Queen's Domain studio, so watch this space. And a reminder that April is our round to it month for the Experimenter's Night, so why not bring along one of those projects that is sitting there in the shack shouting at you to finish it. This week we will be teaching Ellie how to solder with building one of Joe VK3YSP and Julie VK3FWL's kits. There will be GPS disciplined oscillators, power amplifiers, SDR projects and much more in the DATV studio. And yes, we will be having an experimenter's night on Wednesday night, the 25th of April at 7:30 p.m. We may even do some AM operation on the night. Check out the REST Facebook page for more information. See you there. From yours truly, Justin VK7TW. And regular VK7 gatherings and events over the coming months. Regular gatherings, the Soda Group, Monday and Friday coffee sessions from 10:30 a.m. at Glebe Gardens Cafe, 166 Henry Street, Launceston. And NTARC, Monday and Friday coffee sessions from 10 a.m. in club rooms and technical sessions, Wednesday from 7:30 p.m. to 10:30 p.m. Archer Street, Rochelle, Launceston. And REST Wednesday afternoon group meets from noon, then the Experimenter's Night from 7:30 p.m. in the Queen's Domain Club Rooms, Hobart. And the REST Microwave QSO Party, following after the Sunday broadcast on 1296.1 MHz FM, then moves to 1296.2 JT65 in the Greater Hobart area, beaming towards Launceston. And the events, REST 2nd of May, Arduinos and Modules with Sean, VK7FAZE, Queen's Domain Club Rooms from 7:30 p.m, NTARC 12th of May, barbecue from 12 noon, then general meeting from 2 p.m, Club Rooms, Archer Street, Rochelle, Launceston. VK7, the 12th of May, the Worldwide Flora and Fauna or Parks program in VK7, find a park and operate portable, and that comes from John, VK7JON. REST's the 16th of June, Foundation Training Day, Queen's Domain Club Rooms, from 9 a.m, contact Reg, VK7KK, for more details. And if you're interested in becoming an amateur radio operator or upgrading your license, then we suggest you contact your local club for details and or take a look at what the Radio and Electronics School has to offer. They have a range of courses that can be delivered through a variety of methods, and they can be found at website www.res.net.au. And a reminder to those people rostered for next week's broadcast, the newsreader VK7FTAS, repeaters Reest NTARC and NWTR and TVG, 80 metres VK7TW, 40 metres VK7RO, 20 metres VK7TPE, 10 metres VK7JGD. This broadcast is repeated on Tuesday nights at 8 p.m. on repeaters VK7RTC in the south and VK7RAA in the north. Thanks to all people and organisations that assisted with this broadcast. That concludes our VK7 regional news broadcast for this week. Next week, the WIA national news can be heard at 0900, followed by the VK7 regional news at 0930 hours. Items for the broadcast can be emailed to the VK7ARnews@gmail.com. Please note that this is now the address for news items for the VK7 regional news. Further information about the broadcast can be found at VK7 regional news Yahoo group. The deadline for items is 2100 on Friday prior to the Sunday of the broadcast. VK7 Whiskey India is now closing but will reopen shortly for callbacks and relay reports. Callbacks will be taken on the frequency to which you are listening. Relay stations will use their own call sign during the callbacks. And from the VK7 regional news, it is 73 from Justin, VK7, Tangled Whiskers.